care. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, November 19th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and I'm still broadcasting from somewhere on a mountaintop in the midst of Mexico. And I'm going to share a little bit with you of what happened over the weekend, folks. Before I do that, I want to give a shout out to Don Loro Jesus Morales de los Santos, who owns the Antigua Maison establishment. It's a lovely place to take your wife or your husband or your children or your family for dinner. We had the privilege of visiting that establishment Friday night. Got to meet Don Loro Jesus Morales, an attorney here in this great state of Tlaxcala, and a very interesting, very intelligent gentleman. At any rate, I have some things I want to share with you today, folks. Today, my show, if you went into my guest list at theamericanawakening.org, the title of the show today is Things We Didn't Learn in School. And I had a show prepared today for some things that we didn't learn in school. But then I realized that what I learned over the weekend, I didn't learn in school either. And it's every bit as interesting, or even more so maybe, than what I was going to talk about today with what we didn't learn in school on the show I had prepared before I had taken this trip down here. So at any rate, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you my day yesterday, because it ties in with a couple of particular points that, well, let's just say most Americans haven't seen the other side of. I was privileged enough yesterday to be able to visit a very remote location on top of a mountain in the jungle here in the state of Tlaxcala. And I learned some things, some very interesting things. And I came away with that with a bit of a different perspective on things. And that's what I want to share with you folks today. Then in the second hour, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a segment up where I'm going to have Bob, who is a tour guide down here, works very, very, very inexpensively, shows people around to all the Mayan ruins, and does a lot of sightseeing and the history of the area down here. And what's interesting is that Bob actually knows more about the history of this place than the inhabitants do, and I thought that was kind of funny. But at any rate, I tell you, we started off yesterday to head up into a remote mountain village, which is about, I would say, a good 3 to 3.5 hours from where I currently sit. And there were some unique things I observed about this that I wanted to share with you folks to kind of let you get the other side of what's going on here. At any rate, we started off yesterday, and I noticed as we traveled, the highways down here are not quite as elaborate as they are up there, but they're not too far off. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in three, and I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop in the middle of Mexico with a very interesting story. It's going to tie in with immigration, so stick with me. I've got a real good show for you today, folks. Be right back.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop in the middle of somewhere in Mexico. As I was saying before we went to the break, folks, we started a trip yesterday, and the highways, I want to describe these to you. The highway was one lane each way. It was a two-lane highway. But what they have here is it's like a bicycle lane, but it's a little bit wider, if you will, on both sides. And what the inhabitants generally do is they'll drive down the road kind of halfway. Well, they'll straddle the line of the bicycle lane. And it's interesting that, you know, if you're going faster than somebody and you go to pass them, what I noticed is, and this is very interesting, I paid close attention to this, what I noticed is anybody who had a Mexico license plate, as soon as they saw you going to pass them, they would literally pull as far over to the right as they could as a courtesy to allow you to pass. And not only that, but the oncoming traffic as well. You could literally pass a vehicle, which, by the way, Ron did several times. Now, it took me a while, you understand? It took me a while to get used to this, okay? But after he had passed 4 or 5 of these vehicles in this way, I had started to settle down. But he would actually pass a vehicle with an oncoming vehicle coming at him, and it wouldn't bother neither the person that was being passed, nor would it bother the oncoming vehicle, nor would it bother Ron. The only person it would bother is me because I wasn't used to it. So I had a little bit of the SMP, if you will, sphincter muscle pucker. At any rate, what another thing that I noticed that is really interesting about this, folks, is that there are a number of, I don't even know how many we counted, but there were a number of license plates from Texas. There were license plates from California. There were license plates from Minnesota. There was a number of different license plates from all different states of the union. And you know what's funny? What I really thought was amusing is that when we would come up behind a vehicle that had license plates that were anywhere in the states, these people that were driving that particular vehicle were the only ones that would not pull over to the side like all of the Mexican license plated vehicles did, because we were Americans. And we didn't think we had to do that. So it reminded me of some of the lack of courtesy that I saw driving down the freeway or on the highway in Phoenix, Arizona. So I have to comment on how downright courteous these people are when they're driving a vehicle. Now, going a little bit further, this journey was a good, I'd say about 100 miles, 120 miles. What's interesting is that the first 90 miles of it went in about, an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes. The other 28 miles, 29 miles or whatever took us another hour and 30 minutes because of the terrain. Now, we got off of the beaten path and we started up a mountain road. It was very, very windy. And it went back for, I believe it was 20 miles before this was a paved road, before we eventually got off the paved road onto a kind of a gravel, sort of a rock road, where we had to proceed for another 7 miles. Now, what's interesting about this particular mountain range, what I thought was fascinating, as I would soon define the people that I were to meet, the slope of these mountains, and by the way, this is a jungle, folks, okay? The slope of these mountains was even more than a 45-degree angle. I would say it was a 50 to a 60-degree angle. And what was totally mind-blowing to me about this is, as if you were to go, if you were flying across the country and you were looking down at the landscape and you'd see these cordoned off sections over Iowa or over Minnesota or over, you know, Ohio, where you would see cornfields, and you would see certain sections, they would be cordoned off. It's a pattern of a landscape. I was seeing the same thing on the side of these mountains that were at 50 and 60 degree angles. And Ron educated me to the fact that these people that live up here in this particular area, in these villages, in these jungles, they literally plant their food on the side of these mountains because they have no place else to plant them. Now, I marveled at that because I couldn't get up. I would not be able to hike up that mountain to get there to begin with, much less even attempt to plant corn or to plant coffee. There was a lot of coffee being grown up there. But that was the first thing that amazed me. And by the way, I want to mention, I will be back in town Wednesday. I took some snapshots of this, and Ron is going to email them to me, and I'm going to post them on my website so you can take a look at this for yourself, because it totally is amazing that these people actually grow their food on the side of a mountain like this. So as we progressed, we went through the last 7 miles of this was a kind of a gravel rock road that proceeded way back into the jungle. And I would say that we were probably 5,000 to 6,000 feet up. And I mean total jungle, folks. I'm talking about, you know, sections that might have been macheted out or so forth. Another thing that's really interesting, and I'm going to lead in with the next part of my educational processes, if you will. As we were driving down this road, I noticed homes that were partially built, not the kind of homes that you would see in an addition in Texas or in Minnesota or in, you know, Arizona, but the kind of home it would be made out of blocks, cement blocks. Some of the homes were finished. Some of the homes were
half built and empty. Some of the homes that were finished had rebar. If people know what rebar is, it's iron rods coming up out of the roof. And they build those with the intent, with anticipation, at some point they may be able to put another floor on the top. Now, I'm going to hold that right there for a moment and tell you that's what I saw, because there's another part of this story that I'm going to go into that gets into the immigration issue that has to deal with these houses. So as I progress, as we progressed up this road to the end, we were welcomed by a community of Ron's wife's family, and there was other members, cousins, you know, aunts, uncles, and so forth. The friendliest, simplest, laid-back people you'd ever want to meet in your life, always had a smile on their face. They struck me as not having a worry in the world. And as I walked in and I looked around, the abode in which they lived was, again, made out of cement. There was no carpet on the floors. There wasn't even any floor on the floor. It was simply cement. They raised their own food. They raised their own chickens. They raised their own cows. They build their own houses. And they survive on a very, very menial existence, very, very happily. And I could only guesstimate as to what kind of an annual income that they would receive. But it would have to be, I would say maybe $100 a year, if that. But the interesting part about this is, folks, is it's not because of their want of money. The fact is that they don't need money. Now, yes, money comes in handy for this or that or the other thing, or if there's something they need to purchase that they don't happen to be able to grow or they happen to be out of. But the majority of, I mean, they're self-sustaining people that can live off the land, and it costs them literally next to nothing. And, of course, they trade intermingling with their neighbors and so forth. It was a fascinating experience, and I have to tell you that I feel very fortunate to be one of the very, 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 very few Americans, the very few light-skinned individuals to have ever even been able to see this place. We went through, I would say, 4 to 5 villages on our way to our destination, and Ron's and my face was the only white face that I saw. Everyone else was of brown skin. But what's interesting about this is that I was getting an education just by being able to observe these people and how they interact with each other. And the cordiality in which Antonia's mother had fixed us the most unbelievably delicious tortillas that I have ever eaten in my life. I'm not a fan of tortillas, but when they're naturally grown, and there are no, you know, food additives or anything like that, there is a definite and distinct difference. So I filled up on those, and we started to make our trip back. I got a little upset with Ron because I was looking out the side of the window and seeing these 2,000 to 3,000 feet drops. I mean, literally over the side of the road, down a cliff, 2,000 to 3,000 feet, straight down. Okay, and I was a little bit concerned with the curves in the road, that if it got dark, okay, I don't know whether I trusted Ron enough to make that trip out of there. Or maybe it's just that I'm a control freak and I wanted to drive. At any rate, I'm not sure exactly which one it was. But here's how immigration comes into play with this. I want you to imagine, I'm going to tell you a story. Actually, it's kind of a love story, if you will. I want you to imagine, as we drove out of these villages, I was seeing on the side of the road these trucks that were filled up with, they were filled up with Mexican men and women standing up. Now, I had seen these trucks before. But I'd seen them pulled over in Arizona, you know, with an immigration officer out there. And what I realized when I saw these is this obviously was at least one of many locations, which was the beginning of a trek that the illegal immigrants that they're such a big stinking to do over are coming into the United States. Now, I'm going to take a break. When I get back, I'm going to expound on this with a love story, folks, and I think you'll find this rather fascinating. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop in Mexico. Be back shortly.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the top of a mountain somewhere in Mexico. And as I was saying before the break, on the way back out of the village, I noticed these trucks on the side of the road that had Mexican women, men and women standing up. And the only other place I had seen these trucks was pulled over by Border Patrol agents, right at the line in Arizona. So I realized that these people were about to embark on a journey of immigrating illegally to the United States. So I want you to imagine for a moment, folks, once upon a time, not too many years ago, about 4 years ago, a young woman of the age of 32 ventured out of her village, of which that's the only place that she had known. She was born there. She was raised there. She had reached her 32nd year. The only place she knew was this remote, desolate jungle village of which she interacted with her friends, neighbors, family, and so forth. Never known anything else. The only thing that she had heard, and the only thing that her family had ever heard,
is that somewhere there was this wonderful nation that would allow her to send money back to her family to help, you know, offset this poverty-stricken village in which they lived. Now, in order for her to embark on a journey such as that, she had to be sponsored by either one of her family members that was already in the United States, illegally, I might add, or she would have to have an aunt, uncle, nephew, somebody that would sponsor her to pay for this, oh, what was the word? I know Ron gave me the word. I don't remember what it was, but it's the guy that's in charge of getting them over the border illegally. This woman of age 32 that really had never ventured out beyond her village knew nothing other than this dream that people had told her, not about coming to the United States to have a better life, but come to the United States to work and be able to make more money than she was able to make in her location, so that she could send enough money back for her family members to continue to buy those cement blocks to finish off that house and come back. This woman embarked on her journey, walked 7 miles with the clothes on her back and a bag with a change of clothes in it, down a gravel and rock road to meet up with the truck that would then take her to a bus that would then move her to a location where she would hook up with this gentleman and make it across the border, maybe. During the course of this brave young woman's journey, she found herself without food at times. She found herself spending 6 days in the desert without water. By the way, the name of the gentleman is that intermediary of smuggling illegals across the border is called a coyote. Interesting name, a coyote. This brave young woman spent 6 days in the desert, night and day. I believe it was six days, seven nights, without any water. But she knew, because she had lived in the jungle, of how to survive. By cutting open a cactus, or there's certain types of plants that are edible other than the ones that are poisonous, and she knew what insects she could eat or what snakes were poisonous and so forth, because she was taught that from childhood. At any rate, there was a point in time where bedraggled, you know, worn, And before I even continue with this, folks, can you imagine for a moment somebody that has never ventured out of pretty much an Indian village, not an Indian village, a Mexican village, but it was sort of like an Indian village. Could you imagine the stress? Could you imagine the fear, the outright terror at times of putting yourself in a situation of having to leave your family to venture six days across the desert without any water? Stepping over dead bodies at times. Could you imagine the inherent fear? But as importantly, could you imagine the drive? What would warrant someone? What would warrant an individual to toss everything on the line and to head for that border at all costs? There could only be one thing. And I don't even think it would go so far as to say if you were starving, if it were you and you were starving, you might say, well, okay, lights out. But if you've got a mother, father, and a couple of brothers and sisters that are not really making it well and are living hand to mouth, and they're always concerned about the weather, to whether they're going to have enough food to eat or so forth, would you not take it upon yourselves? Would you have the drive, the ambition, the desire, the tenacity, the passion to take it upon yourself to do what you had to do to get over that border for that dream that was there, that was told to you when you were given the opportunity to do so? I think not. What I've realized since I've been down here, folks, is that we don't have an illegal immigration problem with all of these people that are just swarming over the borders to come to the United States of America for a better life. No, that isn't what we have at all. I'll tell you what we have when I get back from the break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop somewhere in the middle of Mexico. Be back in three. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch, flat rate plans, reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop somewhere in the middle of Mexico. Before the break, I was mentioning to you that, you know, these illegal immigrants, they're not coming over the border in droves because they want to live there. Now, don't get me wrong, some of them, maybe, okay? But the large majority of these people don't want to continue to live there. What they're doing is they're coming over there to get a job, to work, to send money back to their families, to finish those brick-blocked houses that they're building, so they can eventually come back home to be with their family. And you know how I know this, folks? Do you know how I know? I have seen this firsthand, and I've talked to you on numerous shows before about how I don't venture out much, and I get into, there's been a couple of road rage incidents, and people are really, they're just not polite up
there in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm sorry about, you know, RBN as well, but Round Rock, I can say the same thing. There are not a lot of polite people on the road. They're not waving at you when they cut you off in the middle of an intersection or whatever. They do. They're just not. I mean, you know, you pick your poison as to how they got in that mindset, but the bottom line is that they're not. Now, I've seen these Mexican people on the roads, and I've seen how polite they are. I've mingled. I've had the privilege of mingling with their family. I've seen they're a very tight-knit family. All of them are. Okay, they're about family. They're not about money. Matter of fact, what's interesting is this: the fellow that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Don Lauro Jesus Morales de los Santos, is a prominent attorney here in the state of Tlaxcala. And he has a nice establishment that we were privileged enough to visit last Friday night. And do you know that this man, if anything, these people that when they accumulate money, they downplay it. This man rides around now I ride around on a 750 Honda, okay, when it runs. This man rides around on a little inky dink, whatever it is, 100cc Honda that looks like a little scooter. If a Mexican individual is fortunate enough to be successful enough in their business to, let's say, go out and buy a Mercedes 500, he'll change the ornament on the front and it'll make it a 300 so it doesn't look like he's as affluent as he is. On the flip side of the coin, that our culture, the United States, Americans, they'll do the exact opposite. But at any rate, all right, I'm getting off topic for a minute. The coyote. The coyote's job is to get these people across the borders. And by the way, as I've said on previous shows, I've been down at the border. I've seen what happens at the border. Glenn Spencer's American Border Patrol. I was down there on the border with Glenn Spencer. I've seen where the illegals go through. And I have witnessed right shortly after George Bush came on and talked about he was going to put, 12,000 National Guard troops on the border. He was really stepping it up. Shortly thereafter, he went down and had a photo op. Where he was down there, he was going to just stop all these illegals from coming in. Well, that's all he did, is he had a photo op. He didn't stop anybody from doing anything, because I drove 30 to 40 miles of that border, and I saw nothing. Back to my story. This young lady, this brave, passionate lady, this lady that had to have been experiencing the ultimate in fear, the ultimate of terror. Could you imagine being in the dark? Snakes, rattlesnakes, okay? In the dark of the desert without any water, would that not scare the pants off anybody? Eventually, she's fortunate enough to make it. She hooks up with the coyote's relatives on the other side. She gets into their network. She is illegal, but she's offering out her services as a nanny. Eventually, she winds up interviewing with a gentleman, gets a job. He pays her a nominal sum as a live-in nanny for his two children, $150 a week. And that's all it was for. The man was, you know, going through a divorce, and, you know, didn't have time to take care of his two children, so he hired this lady as a nanny. And what he found over the time, the difference between him and a lot of Americans is he spoke fluent Spanish. And what he found over a period of time as he talked to this woman and as he got inside her head about how she felt with child rearing and, you know, what to do about this and what happens if the child has a cough or whatever, as he got inside this woman's head, he realized to his own surprise the intelligence of this woman. This woman was not some illiterate dummy that was coming out of a jungle. This woman was a very intelligent woman. This woman took what accumulated to a $20 bill and started a business back in her hometown and had built up that business. It was a retail business that was frequented by her fellow villagers and her nephews and nieces and sons and daughters, and or not sons and daughters, but aunts and uncles and so forth. And she was making upwards of $150 to $200 a week, a very good income for that area. She did it on her own because she had the initiative and she was diligent enough to do it. At any rate, back to my story. So she hooks up, she becomes a nanny for this guy that just happened to speak fluent Spanish. And in her wildest dreams, I could only imagine, she wound up not only marrying this gentleman, but now her dreams have been fulfilled because she has been able to return to Mexico, of which she wanted to be to begin with. She never wanted to leave. She married the man, that she nannied his kids, and she now has a maid of her own. And if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for this one-time illegal immigrant, I would not be sitting here right now broadcasting this message, nor would I have had the privilege to have driven back where I drove to see how these people live. So my hat goes off to these Mexican-American or Mexican people that live like that, have the tenacity and the drive to go across the border, because what I know now I didn't know then, and that is they're not there to invade us. They're there to get their houses built because the pay here is so low that they can't afford to live. They're up there to make enough money to build their house, to come back for their family. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dave from New York. Dave, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, sir. First of all, I have 2 points. I live in a community that's invaded by illegal aliens. I have to disagree with what you said. First thing I want to do is talk about Brave very briefly. A brave person fixes problems in their own country. A coward runs scared, period. You're talking about Brave. George Washington didn't run scared like a coward when he was being politically and economically oppressed. Then you're going on, can you imagine? Sir, let me ask you a question. Can you imagine if you lived in a middle-class neighborhood, the house next to you was invaded, and you had between 30 and 60 illegal alien invaders who are above the law? You have to get up and go to work today. And all that work, you're wondering, is today the day they're going to get drunk and cut and gut my wife and daughter and rape them, and I'm going to come home and find out 2 dead bodies? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
because you don't know squat. You're feeling sympathy for them. You don't know what it's like to be invaded. All right? You have the Supreme Conference.
Excuse me. Cut his mic. It's my turn. I gave you your turn, Dave. Now listen to me. Okay? I understand the position of these people that are coming over, because it isn't the problem, Dave, of these people. You hang a carrot out in front of these people's nose like our government and the Mexican government are doing, and of course they're going to come over if they're able to make it, just like an American citizen would do the same if they were in that kind of a dire straits. It's not these people's fault. It's the American government and the Mexican government's fault. Dave, bite on it. I don't care by virtue of the fact, don't get me wrong, I do care. I understand where you're coming from, sir. Okay, but the bottom line is that those particular people that are in that particular situation, that are living next door to you, only got there because your government let them do it. Now you can turn up his mic. Still there, Dave? Guess we don't have Dave anymore. Look, phone lines are open, folks. You got a complaint, you got a problem with that, okay? The only thing that I'm trying to point out to everybody here is that these people down here, okay, are offered an opportunity up there through a dream that's been propagandized by the United States government, and it's been perpetuated by the Mexican government. And these people are coming up here. A lot of them are dying. I don't like it either. But the bottom line is there's a reason why they're coming, because the government is perpetuating it. Now, the fact that Dave's sitting there with a bunch of people living next door to him, they're trashing the place, or whatever it is that they happen to be doing, it's not those people's fault that they're there. It's the government's fault that let them be there to begin with, because if George Bush would have put the troops on the border like he was supposed to, they wouldn't be there, Dave. Dave dropped. Okay. So much for Dave. Sorry about that, folks, but I'll tell you what. I've had the opportunity now to see both sides of this coin. And I'm not faulting Dave, I'm not faulting the American people, and I'm not faulting the Mexican people. I am faulting this government, our government, and I'm faulting the Mexican government for allowing it to happen. And by the way, one other thing that I want to talk to you about, Dave, okay, and that is, you say that they remedy their problems down here. You know what? Some of the problems, like I just saw yesterday, cannot be remedied. There is no way to remedy the problems. The best they can do is a menial existence, and that existence comes from having nothing more than a blocked house to put a roof over their head, cut and dry. Let's go to JB from Texas. JB, you're on. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Michael, I've talked to you before about expatriating out of the United States.
Yeah, I remember you. I followed you one day and you're gone.
Yes, well, I had left the country and I have come back. Yeah, what I'd like to say here, I guess, over the air is that all these people that live in the United States that they would never admit that they're full of hate for the immigrants. If they profess to be a Christian, I would like them to open their Bibles and find out the three groups of people that God defended from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, and that is the widows, the orphans, and the alien sojourning in your land. And I understand, I mean, I live in Texas, we have a lot of illegal aliens that are living here, but like you said, there are people that are looking for opportunity. Who doesn't want to look for opportunity? Who is oppressed or is downtrodden that is not going to want to better themselves and look for some other opportunity? You are absolutely right. It is this government that basically has opened the borders and basically dangled the carrot, and people are going, I want the carrot. I need the carrot. And so they're coming across the border. I'd also like to, if you allow me, to make this one point. All these people that are listening to this program and that are in the United States, someday you may want to leave the United States. You may want to leave an oppressive country that has no food, that has been bombed by nuclear bombs, or under a total martial law that you can't even comprehend. And how are you going to leave the United States looking for survivability, just to live, not to die? And be such a hypocrite that when you try to get into another country, you can't do it legally. And you're such a hypocrite because you just are anti anybody coming into this country. Now, that's a couple points I'd like to make. I have traveled the world. I've lived in foreign countries. And it's time that Americans better wake up. You've taken 10 steps back, Michael, and you've seen a different world and a different way of living. And so have I. People in America think only Americans are good. Only America's got it together. America isn't good, and America doesn't have it together. I'm sorry.
Well, I couldn't have said it any better. I've seen both sides of this coin now, and I'm telling you, it is not the Mexican people's fault. It is the American government's fault, and is the Mexican government's fault. Okay, and I'll expound on that a little bit, JB, and tell you that yes, there's a storm coming in the United States of America, and I've tasted this firsthand living over the border, spending this few days, and I'll tell you, the culture is totally different. The people are totally different. They do not have the amount of stress. They do not have a hateful bone in their body, and I'm ashamed to say that I can't say that about a lot of Americans, okay? Immigration aside, I can't say that because, and I don't blame them either. I'm blaming the government for turning the screws on them, from turning the heat, from keeping the stress on, from having the ridiculous taxes, from the toll roads to the property tax, to everything. The rape at the grocery store, the everything. Just put it all in a nutshell, okay?
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I think that RBN and other micro broadcast type stations are trying to present just how wayward our government is. But the average American person is drinking fluoridated water, the same stuff that Adolf Hitler used in the concentration camps to keep them in a passive state. The average American person has been dumbed down so many ways, upside down to Friday and Saturday and Sunday, that they'd have no clue. They're the proverbial frog that has been put in a pot of cold water, and now they're boiling and they're cooked. And they don't even recognize it. Most of them just think they've got it good, or they're so busy just trying to make ends meet one day to the next, they have no idea that there is a better life someplace else where people are kind and compassionate and family-oriented and not rude and not out to crime the corporate rat and could give a rat's rear end who they eat and chew up and on their way to the top. That is the American way of life. And we've been bought this bill, have been sold this bill of goods, and we've purchased it, that America can do no wrong. America's the best. America's the greatest. And yet we really are going down the toilet really, really fast.
I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your input, JB. All right, let's go to Lance from Texas. Lance, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Lance.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Hello? Did we lose Lance?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right,
hello.
Go ahead.
The Mexican people are some of the nicest people I've ever met. One thing is, though, I do architecture, And part of the reason they leave these houses unbuilt is so they don't have to pay taxes on them. You don't have to pay taxes on the construction if it's still under construction. So that's why a lot of them look unbuilt.
You're talking about on the United States side of the borderlands?
No, on the Mexican side of the border, the reason they have the rebar sticking out is because they can claim it's unfinished and therefore not pay taxes on it.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But no, you're absolutely right. It's not the Mexican people that are the problem. It's the 15. Ask your Mexican host and hostess about the 15. They're the 15 families that have controlled Mexico for the past 400 years.
Okay.
They're of Spanish descent, and they run the Mexican government. It's not the Mexican government that's the problem. It's the 15. Mexico is one of the most wealthy countries in the world. They have more silver and gold and oil than almost any country on the planet. And yet they keep these people in poverty, so these 15, now it's probably more like 30 families, can live like gods. They're the real problem. But again, that guy, Dave or whatever, like JB said, man, he's on fluorine. And he doesn't know what's going on.
All right. Thanks for the call,
Lance.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Then I'll go to John from Iowa and Ken from West Virginia. And it looks like Dave's back, so I may get to him, too. Be back in three. Stick with me.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, John from Iowa. Is John from Iowa with me?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, pretty good. How are you, John?
I was a bit jealous of when you were describing their life there a little bit. I've been sitting there thinking, you know, it'd be nice to kind of get back to basics and just have to, not have to, but just throw all the money away, you know? Just not even worry about it.
Throw all the money away. I can tell you, I've spent. This is my fourth day here, fifth day here, and I can tell you right now that there's no question in my mind that I could live very comfortably down here in a nice house, food, internet service, and everything included for $500 a month or less. And it's not what people think it is. Yeah, if you go into the border towns and so forth, yeah, it's dirty and it's crappy and so forth. But I'm looking outside in a very clean town with clean air. And the people, again, I can't get over. I look at both sides of the coin. I'm an American, for crying out loud. I'm an American. I don't want to tell people that I'm ashamed of the American people. All I can go by is how I'm treated by American people as opposed to Mexican people. And I'm telling you that I'm getting better treatment from the Mexican people than I got from the American people. I got better treatment at customs coming into this country than I got going back into my own country last time I came in. What am I supposed to say? It's not my fault that this is happening. It's not your fault that this is happening. Our governments are perpetuating this. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't mean to rant, John.
Yeah, it just, you know, you mentioned clean air. It just, you know, they're looking to build another coal-fired plant around where I live, and it boggles my mind how we could keep, you know, destroying our own environment, you know, and it just...
This is a problem. This is a problem that needs to be fixed. And as I said, I've got the other side of the coin here. I don't like the illegal immigration problem either. I don't like the fact that I've been hit with road rage a couple of times and chased by some raged out Mexican guy. So, Dave, it's not that I'm not on your side here. I'm saying this is a problem that the Mexican people didn't cause. Our governments have caused this problem, and our governments could fix the problem, but the powers that be are too busy wanting to amalgamate and balkanize the United States of America. Sorry, John. I'm just passionate about this because I came down here to look at, and I've seen a whole different thing from the mindset, from the perception, John, of what I saw before I left. And I'm telling you, it makes me mad. It makes me mad that guys like Dave are so upset. He has a reason to be upset, okay? But it's not for the reasons he thinks.
Go ahead, John. I think you ought to be more upset by the kind of, you know, aggressive, dominating attitude that is coming out of police officers that I keep seeing and hearing about. I just read an article about a cop who thought it would be a real riot to go into a pizza business and just taser the owner, just for the heck of it. And and then he freaked out and confiscated with his buddies the video and the guy's bloody glasses, and they're acting as if it was the taser that went off. And
doesn't surprise me. I've done reports on that too. I mean, you know, they're getting taser happy now. I tell you, it's not the. I don't recognize the United States of America anymore, and I'm very saddened by it. All right, top of the hour coming up. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening.
Ken from West Virginia. Stick with me. Second hour coming up from somewhere on a mountaintop in Mexico, folks. Be right back.
Don't have time to go round and round.